101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. Champlain Valley Game Night taking you all the way up until 7 o'clock, and then it's Red Sox baseball, game one of the ALDS between the Indians and the Red Sox. But first, on the phone right now, Kevin Houle, head women's ice hockey coach at Plattsburgh State, and we've been on this Plattsburgh Women's Hockey Conference realignment story for the last 3 days. Coach Houle, we know the story now. The ECAC West is breaking up starting next season. What is the impact on your program?
Well, I mean, it's obviously going to have some impact in terms of, you know, scheduling and travel. You know, as far as, you know, overall impact and strength of schedule and that type of thing, that remains to be seen. You know, we're just kind of, you know, in the beginning phases now of really trying to figure things out for 17, 18 in the future. After that, in terms of who, you know, the remaining five teams are going to be.
Now, your remaining five teams are the five SUNY schools: you, Buff State, Potsdam, Cortland, and Oswego. Do you see yourselves going out there and trying to add in Canton and Morrisville type school to get you up to seven, which allows you to retain the automatic qualifier?
Well, fortunately, we have a 2-year grace period that you know, we'll have the AQ for 17, 18, and 18, 19, and that'll give us some time, you know, to figure things out. As I said before, it's you know, kind of in the early stages now in terms of who we are going to become as a league, and you know, we don't want to jump the gun on anything as of now.
Logistically, does this split up actually make some things easier? Presuming you figure out and get to seven teams at some point here in the near future, does this actually make things easier? A little less travel, allow you to stay a little more regionally, save money on travel, things like that?
I think without question. I mean, if you look at the teams that that we've played in the past, and traveling to Philadelphia, and traveling to Pittsburgh, and in other places like that, you know, we won't have those trips anymore, and hopefully we won't have to travel you know, in that regard in the future. So certainly in terms of travel, you know, it could be a positive. You know, and that all depends on how our league, we'll shape up, but certainly I don't foresee us going, you know, 11 hours on the road to play league games, which is a positive thing for sure.
Plattsburgh women's hockey coach Kevin Houle with us on Champlain Valley Game Night, 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. The Cardinals are the 3-time defending national champions. Coach Houle, what was harder, getting to the top or staying at the top?
Well, that's a real good question. Getting to the top is very difficult, and it's a process. You know, it doesn't you know, seem to happen too often for teams overnight, right? We had a little bit of a drought. I think it was 3 years leading up to our final four appearance in 2013, where we came up short against Middlebury out in Minnesota. Wisconsin, I should say, and that's a process. You know, learning how to win the big games at the right time, and you know, that there's a lot that goes into getting over the hump and accomplishing that. And you know, you have a small window, you know, maybe to do that at times in terms of your talent, in terms of players that you have in your program, and a lot can happen. And you know, we don't have a lengthy, you know, NCAA postseason play, but you still have one and done. And, you know, you got to win three games in a row to four games in a row to win that national championship. And a lot can happen in those games, which really happened to us in 2013. So it was definitely a process, a learning process for our players to get to the national championship game and finally win that game. You know, to stay on top, it's a little different. You have that confidence in your team, and your team has confidence in each other. And you know, it's, you've been there before. You know what it takes to win, but it's still, you know, it's still a tough road. And you know, again, I look at the last 3 years, and you know, I think it's, you know, 9 or 12 games, you know, if you're counting ECACs as well, you know, in which, you know, if you lose, your season could be over. And, you know, I think to accomplish that, you know, naturally over 3 years is a great accomplishment. But, you know, I would have to say staying on top is, you know, we've done it. It hasn't been easy. But I think if you look at it, it's probably the tougher of the two accomplishments.
Coach, I'm going to put you in a bit of a catch-22 here because I know what side you're on this, I'm sure. So we talk about women's basketball, right? And you talk about UConn and how dominant they are, and they get a lot of complaints about that. You know, the game, how can the game grow if only one team is so good? And it kind of equated to you guys as well. How does it stand for you? Obviously, your job is to win games and win championships and get the best players, but at the end of the day, is it better for the sport as a whole if there are more good players attending other programs?
Well, you know, I think the difference between, you know, Connecticut basketball and Plattsburgh hockey is night and day. I mean, we've won three titles in a row, but I think it pales in comparison to what they've done as a program over the years. So, you know, we're just in, you know, in a nice cycle here with some great hockey players. You know, I don't think we're leaps and bounds ahead of other teams by any stretch of the imagination. You know, we've had a lot of tight games over the past couple of years, and as I said before, there's been games that certainly could have gone the other way. You know, overtime win against St. Thomas, you know, on our first national championship semifinal game. So, you know, I credit our kids for the effort that they've given, and you know, the grit that they've shown to win, you know, tough close games. But I don't think we're in anywhere near the conversation that people are having about UConn basketball.
Kevin Houle, Plattsburgh women's hockey coach with a Champlain Valley game night going all the way up until Red Sox baseball. Coach, whenever I talk to people at Plattsburgh, I have to give the disclaimer out that I am an Oswego graduate. Can you and I be friends? Because I don't know if Coach Emery and I can be friends because of the men's hockey rivalry. Is it the same on the women's side? Can you and I be good?
Yeah, I'm good with everybody. I don't, you know, I don't hold any grudges or anything like that. Certainly, you know, that's not going to stand in the way of our relationship, which we don't currently have. But no, I don't. There's no issues there with you being from Oswego. That's for sure.
Good. I'm glad he.
Now, if it was Elmira, it might be a different story.
I am not from Elmira. I do not wear purple and gold, although I am from Albany, so I do still have some UAlbany gear in my wardrobe, but that's quickly moving over to green and gold here for the UVM folks. But Kevin Houle, we look forward to seeing you on the ice. Hard to believe season is really a month away, not even.
Yeah, I mean, it flies by. You know, certainly, you know, you want to enjoy your time off and that kind of thing. But, you know, towards the end of the summer, you know, things start to cool off a little bit. You start thinking about hockey season. And, you know, I know our kids can't wait to get on the ice officially on October 17th and get started for the new season.
Can't wait to be out at Stafford Ice Arena. Three times in a row national champions up at Plattsburgh. Seriously, if you're on the 518 side of our listening ship, head on over there. If you're on the 802 side, cross the lake and go watch this team play. There's certainly something else. Coach Houle, best of luck. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.